Hi, travelers. This is Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast, where we talk about all things entertaining and informative in the travel industry right now. And I'm super excited about today's episode because we are going to be talking about PT, so physical therapy, and all the awesome ways that PTs travel, all the fun things about PT travel, and some advice from an incredible PT traveler that you are not going to want to miss. So today, my guest is Heather Marshall. So hi, Heather. How's it going?
Hi, it's going so great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on. Do you want to give everybody just a brief introduction about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Heather Marshall. Some people call me Ginge, short for ginger because I have red hair.
Love it.
I'm a traveling physical therapist. I graduated about a year and a half ago and started traveling as a new grad, actually, which was super scary, but honestly, probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. I'm actually about to start assignment number 6 tomorrow.
Wow. Wait, that's so exciting. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to dive into a lot of fun things about you, Heather, today. I'm super excited to hear all of your physical therapy stories and kind of what a typical day looks like for you and all of the fun stuff we've got planned in today's episode. But before we get started, I did want to share, we've started on the podcast a Wanderly fun fact that we start at the beginning of every podcast. And today's is fully detailed pay packages. So we want to talk about how Wanderly has fully detailed pay packages and what that means. So what that means is that instead of going and seeing a pay package where then you have to contact a whole bunch of people and possibly fill out a whole bunch of information to receive more details about that assignment or about that pay package, on Wanderly, every single one of our agencies must list their pay packages fully detailed. So you'll know all of the benefits, you'll know all of the breakdown, everything is right there and on the platform. So we just wanted to share that. Heather, have you been able to check that out? What do you think about that?
So I think it's really encouraging, especially with this industry growing, is that I think a lot of talk and communication is going towards this route, which is awesome because starting out a year and a half ago, I knew nothing. I tried doing like all the research I could, but it was still, it's confusing, especially when you have so many resources out there to choose from. And I was just like lost in the beginning, but you really have to do your research, and fully detailed pay packages is awesome. And I'm hoping that it continues to like that. That's going to be the trend that keeps going, is that full disclosure. Like, I think it's just a good way for everyone to be on the same page, and it avoids miscommunication from both sides, you know?
Definitely. I think it's a huge proponent of transparency, which is something we're all trying to, I think, increase in this industry. So awesome. Well, there's your Wanderly fun fact of the day, fully detailed pay packages. Go and check them out at wanderly.us. And you can sign up for free and browse all of the different pay packages that we have on our platform. And now let's get into Heather, because I'm so excited to have you on. I love when we have guests that aren't nurses because they can give a whole new perspective on the travel industry. So tell us about you. What are your hobbies? How did you get into PT? How did you get into travel?
So I got into PT. It kind of just came to me, which is a weird thing to say. But in undergrad, I was a biochem major, and I thought I wanted to do like forensic science, cancer research, that kind of thing, like a lot of lab work. And I just got to my junior year and I was like, this is not fun. Like, I don't know if I want to be in a lab all day, pretty much by myself, like splicing DNA or whatever the heck I was doing. And which is, you know, that's needed, but I just wasn't feeling it. So I started thinking about healthcare fields that were still medical related, but not so much isolated. And PT just kind of came to me, and luckily I didn't have to change my major. I just changed up a couple classes. And after I graduated, I worked as a PT aide in a really awesome clinic up in Pittsburgh where I grew up, and just did that for like 3 years and worked on everything to get into PT school. And working there kind of convinced me like, oh yeah, this is what I want to do. So that's how I got into PT. And then travel, I think I was at a job fair or something in PT school, and a company was there, and I just remember thinking like, wait, this is a thing? I can do this? because I've always loved traveling, and I grew up in Pittsburgh, but I always felt pulled to so many different places. And so realizing that I could do what I love, be a PT, and travel wherever I want, like, I had to pinch myself. So that's kind of how I got into that.
I love it. I love it. I think that's really exciting and encouraging for people, especially since you were able to go into travel so quickly after graduating.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Well, I bet we have a lot of people that are curious about what a PT does, what a typical day looks like for you. So can you kind of talk about what a typical day might look like for you, and maybe some of the differences between, I guess, staff PT and travel PT?
Yeah, so there's a ton of different settings with PT. There's private practice outpatient, there's hospital-based outpatient, there's skilled nursing, acute, home health, schools. I've worked mostly hospital-based outpatient. I did a private practice outpatient recently, the last one I did, and then the one I'm starting tomorrow is a SNF, which is new to me. I only did an internship at a SNF, so I'm a little bit nervous, but it'll all be good. So basically, the hospital-based outpatient is really cool because it's typically a slower day as far as patient load. Like, you usually get one-on-one treatment times for like an hour, 45 minutes, whatever. It's not as fast-paced as a private practice where there's typically a higher caseload. So depending on which setting you're in, your day's going to look a little bit different. I'll be interested to see how the SNF thing works out tomorrow, you know, starting that, because I haven't been there in a few years. So it's going to be different. But typically my day basically doesn't really change much depending on what setting I'm in. I always have like a morning routine and an evening routine. That's become like a staple for me, especially while traveling, because it's so easy to get burned out. And there's a lot of burnout in PT and just healthcare in general these days, I feel like. So my typical day is always revolved around like a routine to keep myself kind of grounded. So that's basically what I do. So it's things that I can carry over no matter what setting I'm in, no matter what city I'm in. So that's been my thing.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, what would you say is your favorite part about being a PT, and what's your least favorite part?
Oh boy. So I will start with the least favorite part, which is documentation, which I'm sure a lot of PTs will agree with. Documentation, depending on the system that you're using, can just be, it's just a pain. And it's just one of those things that you have to do it, but it just kind of stinks. certain platforms are easier to use than others, but yeah, that's probably the least favorite. And depending on how busy the clinic is, you know, different settings have easier documentation systems, but it's just the least perk of the job, I guess you could say. But the best part for me is, and I've, like I said, I've worked mostly in outpatient, so it's a little bit different than other settings, but I love seeing someone come in who is, you know, in pain or having difficulty doing things that they want to do because of an injury or because of, you know, something happened and they just can't do it anymore. And it's very debilitating. It can be, and affects people's personality and mental health and mental state and all that stuff. You get all of that rolled into one in an evaluation sometimes. And seeing them go from that to, you know, 2 or 3 months later, sometimes a month later, like, oh, they can do this simple thing again that they couldn't do. And it changes their whole personality and outlook on things. So that is the amazing part to me. You know, seeing a runner come in who hasn't run in a year because they're having extreme knee pain, and 6 weeks later they did another Spartan race that they haven't done in a while. Like, it's the best part. It makes my month every time it happens.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. That, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're seriously changing lives. You're literally taking somebody who might not be able to do something and changing their life to make them, like, give them hope again and give them an idea of a sense of self and a sense of a good life again and quality of life. I mean, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Or even if they can't do what they, you know, just modifying it. Like, okay, you can't do this, but you can do it this way, or you can do this instead. You know, it's so like empowering them empowers me, you know, so.
I bet. Yeah, that sounds super rewarding. Oh, that's so cool. I'm so happy for you. That's awesome. That's just really cool. What advice would you have for anybody that wants to do what you're doing, that wants to be a PT and possibly even a travel PT?
So definitely with travel, you have to think about why you want to do it. So if you're strictly just want to make money, you know, you're going to sacrifice the locations that you get or the settings you get. So you have to kind of be open to that. If you just want the experiences and certain places to go, you're going to sacrifice possibly pay, possibly the type of setting or whatever, you know. So it's really important to go into it knowing what you want, and then you won't be disappointed if, you know, you don't get the pay you want, or you don't get the exact setting you want, or the city you want, things like that. So that's one of the main things. And then I would also be just open to things that you wouldn't think you would want. Some of my best contracts have been places that I wouldn't necessarily have just picked up off of a map for myself, but it got pitched to me, and you know, the facility was good, so I said, yeah, sure, why not? And it's been the best experiences have come from that. So I always say, just get out of your comfort zone, where the magic happens.
Ooh, I love that. Where the magic happens. That is so true. Yeah. Well, great. We were talking about some fun stuff on last week's podcast, just about people's favorite dishes and favorite foods and favorite beverages that they get to try during travel. And the reason I love this question is because you're all going to different spots. So not only do I love to go and try everything that everybody recommends, but I also think, you know, you guys visit so many different places all over the nation that I think it's really fun to say, okay, wow, I did not expect this cuisine in this location, but it's awesome. Everyone should go try it. And I think we can all the foodies can help each other out. So do you have a favorite dish or a favorite beverage that you've tried during your travels that you want to share?
Yes. Okay. So my last assignment I just left was in Vero Beach, Florida. And there's a place called the Kilted Mermaid, and it's a really small place. They have like live music and they have fondue, and I have never had fondue before. And I swear I spent more time at this place than I probably should have. I was there like every week, I think, with coworkers, because it was so good. They have like five different kinds and dessert ones and cheese and just like everything. Oh my gosh. It got to a point where I would usually go on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday when I would get in my car from work, my GPS would turn on and automatically say, oh, it's 6 minutes to the Kilted Mermaid. I'm like, you know me too well. You know I'm going there.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that sounds so good. I want to try that right now. You said that was in Florida?
Yep, Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow. I'm actually going to Florida in June, and I'm going to try to seek that spot out. That sounds super yummy. Do you have a book recommendation for travelers? We like to get those as well, because, you know, you're going. I guess you could also say, other than The Happy Traveler, which is super important, you could also do a podcast if you have any podcast recommendations, since you're, you know, you're riding around in your car and doing a lot of stuff. But do you have a book or a podcast or even both that you recommend for anyone that's listening?
Yes. Okay. I have both. So book would be, one of my favorite books is Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. It's just a really good, I mean, not that you have to go this route, because she like quit her job and like just quit her whole life basically and went to India and Italy. I mean, you could if you want. But it's just a really good book about my favorite thing, getting outside of your comfort zone and just trying different things that are maybe terrifying, but that's where the good stuff is. Like you just gotta go for it and do it. It's like my favorite thing to read about, talk about, write about. So that would be the book. And then podcast, there's a podcast called Burnt Out to Lit Up. And they talk about, it's run by an OT and PT, husband and wife, and they talk about just burnout in general in healthcare and like tips on how to avoid it, how to cope with like, you know, just the jobs that we have. I mean, they're taxing, you know, we work with people all day who are sick or injured, or, you know, over time it can have an effect on you. So it's really helped me personally. So that's like my go-to podcast. I love listening to it.
We love that. Well, that is so great. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for jumping on the Happy Traveler podcast with us today. Do you have anything else that you would like to add today? Do you have any handles or websites you want to share with people, or just any last bit of advice, or just anything you'd like?
Yeah. So I actually started a blog a few months ago. Each assignment I do, I kind of write about like what I did, the funny situations I get myself into, which sometimes always seems to happen. it's called gingerwanderer.com. And I'm slowly getting caught up on my assignments that I'm writing about. So I've done two so far, and then I have to do a couple more. But it's fun for me because all my family and friends are always like, what are you doing? Where are you? What kind of adventures are you going on? So I write about that and just kind of add like little funny quirks and stories that I've experienced while I'm traveling. So
I love that so much. So cool. Everybody, if you're listening, go and check out Ginger Wanderer, the blog. That's so exciting. I love that. I think it's great that people can now keep up with you and what you're doing. I think it's awesome. I love PT entrepreneurs. I think it's really cool. I think writing is really fun. We do a blog on Wanderly as well that I get to write for, and I love it. So I wish you all the best in your blog, Heather. We'll be sure to share that out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for jumping on. Everybody, that's Heather Marshall. She is a PT traveler. Go and check out all of her awesome resources that you can use. Thank you so much for listening today. And, of course, we'll be back next week with another episode of The Happy Traveler. You all have a great weekend. Bye-bye.